Formulas, structures, blueprints, and plans. Everywhere you look, there's a roadmap, a recipe, a set of guidelines, a way that it's done. For every game, there's a game plan. Follow the directions, connect all the dots, do it the way that it's done. Our structures and plans, we create them, we love them, we study and rehearse them, we count on them to perform. Our guidelines and blueprints guide us and help us to have our lives work. Our recipes and formulas allow us to be together and in the same game. No doubt about it, to get from A to B, we need the roadmap. To bake the cake, we've got to have a way that it's done. But in addition to all of that, each one of us has something unique to offer and something the world can enjoy when we're willing to surrender, when we're willing to be fully self-expressed. I almost never cry at movies, and I was definitely reaching for a tissue when I saw Mr. Holland's Opus for the first time. Come to think of it, I cried the second, third, and fourth time, too. My favorite part of the movie is when Gertrude Lang is going to quit her music lessons with Mr. Holland because she isn't getting it right. Mr. Holland says to her, "It's not about the notes on the page." He says, "Playing music, it's about heart. It's about feelings and moving people and something beautiful, and it's not about the notes on the page." It's really not about the notes on the page. It never was. It's not about the lines in the script or the paint in the box or the numbers on the spreadsheet or the lines on the blueprint either. What it is about is you and what you are bringing to the party. What thought, what vision, what passion, what spark are you willing to contribute to the mix? Recently, my 9-year-old daughter was reciting a poem, "I'm Nobody," by Emily Dickinson to me. It was her homework. Now, I'm very familiar with that poem, and yet it was as if I had heard it for the first time when my daughter recited it to me. Same words that I had read so many times before, only she made it personal and relevant to her life, so that when she spoke the words to me, I was moved from where I was to a new way of thinking and feeling. I was inspired. And you? Are you willing to say the words, play the notes, say them, play them, and make them your own? My daughter is one of the freest, most inspiring people I know, and her freedom allows her to express herself fully. Life occurs for her like one big opportunity to be expressed. She gets it. She's 9. So did you and I when we were 9, before life came along and squashed our self-expression and our capacity to be ourselves, squashed our ability to inspire. But you have a unique set of experiences to bring to whatever it is you're doing when you're willing to surrender your heart and give up trying to get it right. When was the last time that it was about moving one person, just one? Can you even remember when it was about obeying the song in your heart? Are you willing to breathe life into those notes that have died on the page? Your expression is unique, and while there may be notes on the page that you are obligated to play, words that you are obligated to say, it is up to you to inspire the material. It's up to you to breathe life into the logistics. The dancer, the singer, the doctor, the actor, the teacher, the banker, the mom and the dad, the husband, the wife, the brother, the sister, where are you in all of it? Are you bringing you? Is the world getting you? In the movie, Mr. Holland encourages Gertrude to stop looking at the notes on the page. Stop trying to get it right. You know the notes. You got what there is to get. Now close your eyes and play the sunset. The sunset was what her father thought of when he looked at her beautiful red hair. She played the sunset, and I grabbed a tissue. Today, stop trying to get it right and start being self-expressed. Trying to get it right is not what it's all about. It's not what really matters. Trying to get it right could just be the thing that's preventing you from doing your thing and making your mark. Your unique expression offers inspiration to the world. Your self-expression is your doorway to being alive because it's your ticket to being inspired. Where is your heart? What are you feeling? Will you leave someone inspired by who you are today? No notes. No need to look at your notes because you already know the notes. They are already in your head and your fingers and your heart. You just don't trust yourself to know that. Ready? 2, 3, 4, now play. Play what's in your heart and breathe life into something that has died. Follow the formula. Honor the design. Respect the notes on the page. Only be willing to make it your very own today. Ready? Close your eyes. 2, 3. And play the sunset.